I want to get to WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. We've closed the books on this brand new reinvented edition of the North American International Auto Show. And we're getting an idea of how well or how challenging this will be, Lloyd.
Good afternoon, Guy. Absolutely. Organizers of the North American International Auto Show say it will be back next year in September. Once again, the show dates next year are Wednesday, September 13th through Sunday, September 25th at Huntington Place. Now, it was a revamped auto show since there had not been one since 2019 due to COVID. Had outdoor activities at Hart Plaza, technology and innovation showcases, interactive experience, a whole lot more. It also had visits from President Joe Biden and Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Now, auto show organizers say media from 31 countries and 40 states were on hand to at Detroit to cover the show, and industry tech days welcomed over 10,000 people. The president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, Thad Zott, would not provide the exact ticket count of attendees, but told the Detroit News the show had more than the 300,000 to 500,000 attendees organizers had anticipated between the free and ticketed outdoor events at Hart Plaza and ticketed entry inside of Huntington Place. $2 million was raised for children's charities from the Charity Preview Black Tie Fundraiser's 6,500 attendees, which was more than the auto show officials anticipated, but less than the 10,000 that attended back in 2019, where about $4 million was raised. Okora Holdings Group Managing Director Dave Sowerby, he estimated the economic impact of the show in the Detroit metro region was about $300 million. That was down about 30% from 2019 numbers. Next year, though, they say expect an even bigger and better show with more automakers outside the show and more synergy between Hart Plaza and Huntington Place. Guy?
You know, Lloyd, I would be pretty exercised over the fact that they're not sharing the attendance numbers. But even if you put an asterisk on them, you really can't compare the attendance this year to the attendance in January of 2019, when you don't have competition from kids' soccer games, the Tigers, the Lions,
right.
All the things that we have going in the fall here in the state of Michigan. And so it would be initially an unfair comparison.
And people are still on the golf course trying to get that those last holes in too. You know, people are out, you know, still having a good time. And this was the first time, Guy, that, you know, people were used to having it in January. They switched it to September, and, you know, just getting the word out and getting people used to the change. It's going to take a little time. So you're absolutely right. It's kind of hard to compare this year to 2019.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what the organizers have in store for next year. And I think that they're going to leverage what they started, and they'll sort out what went well, what didn't, and they'll throw some more spice into this recipe. And in the meantime, Lloyd, see you in September. We'll be ready for it.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. Lloyd Jackson. Yeah, listen, these guys were handled a big steaming mess between the pandemic, just the way the industry is treating auto shows these days, and they turned it into something different, and I think in a way something special, but it is definitely something to build on. I think they'll do that, and I hope that we have those numbers back up where they were years past. We'll be back.